Acts 8, 3 and 4. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. The people of God are perhaps the only people in the world who prosper when in danger and under constant threat. The gospel seems to spread fastest when those preaching it are persecuted. It has to do, I suppose, with the commitment level of the Christians being mistreated. Those who remain faithful despite the danger display a character that persuades and speak with godly authenticity. In this case, the believers chose not to hide. They spread out and went to work preaching. It seems the Lord was using Paul even before he was saved. The havoc he caused among the faithful was in part responsible for the spread of the truth throughout the known world. As we read this passage, we should find ourselves thanking God for faithful Christians and the unexpected benefits of persecution. Acts 8, 3 and 4. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word.